I still think I want to be a nurse.
You want to stick with the nursing. Well, joining me alongside Emma, we've got now producers Tom and producers James. It's a case of, I can't believe I'm saying this, stop the press. Yes, we're stopping the press with regards to this week's edition of OKEV magazine. Normally something we do between 11 and 12. Are you guys trying to stress me out here by chopping and changing and moving the radio furniture?
Would we do that?
Would we do that? Indeed. This week we've been asking you for your education stories for OKEV magazine. What you got for me, Tom?
Well, the first story on our front cover today is bit of fun. Leander Bindewald was the first person in the country to pay his entire student fees with the online currency bitcoins, and we asked him why he thinks bitcoins are a good idea.
The idea, of course, is to create a new economic ecosystem where people can actually pay further with bitcoin and thus establish a new currency complementing the pound sterling that we see.
The next one is a chicken or the egg. Margaret in Penrith, who was working at Ullswater Community College, when one student came to the crashing realisation of what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Right. One of the children felt that she needed to do everything just right. So she came and she asked me, do I have to wash the egg before I put it in with the rest of the ingredients? And as you know, if you've got to think about an answer to your question, that answer stays with you much longer. So she said, I said to her, now think, where does the egg come from? And without hesitation and very emphatically, she said, I'll wash it.
That's a great story. The next headline on our front cover, The Fog. Ed in Silloth got more than he bargained for while attending his young daughter's parents' evening. The words, too clever for your own good, spring to mind.
And she joined the infant school, and 6 months later we went for a parents' evening. And the teacher said, I don't know what to do about your daughter, she's far too clever for us. I said, what's going on? She said, well, this is what she presented to me the other day. There was an A4 sheet of paper completely shady from top to bottom with pencil. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? She said, we asked her to draw a house and a garden. And she presented me with that. And I said, where's... She said, it's foggy, miss.
The next is Culture Club. Mr Richards of Cockermouth School told us how proud he was about how much his students had learned from the experience of interacting with students from different countries.
And I think it was that actually working together with students from another country in that environment is just so much more. There's so much more learning goes on than simply learning about someone from a whiteboard or from a book. If I think about the students that have gone themselves, I honestly say that some of our students seem to have come back a year or two older, a year or two wiser, because they've learnt so much by going to countries that, well, quite frankly, they'd probably never visit otherwise.
Fantastic. Some of the stories that we've heard from you. Education has been the theme for this week's edition of OKEV magazine. It's going to press. If you'd like to take a look at some of the mugshots, the shots of the listeners that have joined us on air, if you want to download their stories, facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria. Thank you so much, James. Thank you so much, Tom.
No worries.
Any favourite stories there, guys, by the way?
Ooh, I quite like Margaret's what came first, the chicken or the egg.
It's the way she told the story, yeah. I think. What about you, James?
Oh, mine has to be the fog. I'd never, ever have done that as a kid. To fly in the face of a teacher like that? Oh, no.
That is one very, very sharp young student, and no mistake. We've got another student sitting alongside two producers here. That is Emma, who were attempting to de-stress. Now, I don't know whether this is going to add to your stress levels, because they provided you with the envelope, which was left on one of our desks early this morning. This comes from the editor of OKEV magazine. We dealt with the educational theme this week. If you'd just like to delve into that envelope for me, Emma, and tell me what is the theme that we'll be asking listeners to run with next week.
All right, it's the paranormal issue.
The paranormal issue of OKEV magazine. That's going to be an interesting one, guys.
Yeah, it sort of fits in with what Mike Zeller at breakfast was talking about with the Solway spaceman. So maybe we can take it on. Your tales of the strange and the weird and the wacky, UFOs, big cats, that kind of thing.
Calm down. The paranormal is the theme that we run with then next week. here on BBC Radio Cumbria's Mid-Morning Show. If you do have a story to tell,